Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm not right now. I just had some general questions.
Okay, you can go ahead.
And I'm sorry, I just like to know people's name when I'm talking. What was your name?
Mashana.
Mashana, nice to meet you. How do you spell that?
So, M-I-S-H-A-U-N-A.
Well, I like that. I just like hearing your names. I never heard.
Thank you.
Mashana, how's things going there at the COVID hotline? You guys handling all this pretty well?
For the most part, it's still, you know, hectic with everybody trying to get their vaccine or trying to get some information on it.
And are people pretty trusting of the things, or do they seem kind of like nervous about the whole?
It's kind of it's either or with certain people, and for the most part they're just rushing, just trying to hurry and get their vaccines and everything, and just being impatient for the most part.
Okay, so some people are
just impatient,
you know,
yeah.
And you get people asking you a lot of questions about, like where does the vaccine come from, and you know, who, you know, how do we trust it, that kind of stuff.
Yes, and I go here on the ADPH website to get those answers for them, because it gives us frequently asked questions page that has all of those answers, most of them.
Got you. I see. And you know, I know that you guys are down there in Macon County. Obviously kind of a complicated history with vaccines and stuff there. Do you find that people are excited about this and like getting access to it? People who want it, who are able to access it as easily as possible?
Yeah, the people who are actually okay with waiting and They're just happy to get an appointment or to get the vaccine. That's all. They're just happy to have one.
They just want to get in line and make
it. Yeah.
I have one more question. I'm trying to remember what it was, Mashana. I apologize.
It's fine. You can take your time.
Okay, cool. Let me think about it. I know it was something, but I want to make sure I get the words right. It was something like, do you find that people, How do you think people have changed over the last year or so, you know, since the whole health crisis became an issue in regards to their attitudes about health?
It really just depends on the person. Some people it really just depends on the person. I can't really give like more details on it, because it really just depends on the person who you get when they come on the call.
No, that makes sense. It's basically you can't make any broad statements. It's like everybody's a little bit different in how they perceive it.
Yeah,
but
I can say like when the vaccine first started to roll out, everybody was like just trying to hurry up and get them an appointment, like very worried, because, you know, it was mostly older people. But now it doesn't feel that way at all when they call and everything. It feels more calm and they're more patient.
All right, cool. I had a follow-up to that I just thought of. I'm trying to think of the right wording again. I'm sorry. Do you feel like through the hotline, you're able to calm people's fears, you know, or do you deal with people who are more or less frustrated at the end of your phone calls for the most part?
If I can't get an answer for them, because they tend to forget that we're just a hotline and just an answering service, and I don't know what else they think we are, but they tend to forget that. So sometimes if I can't give an answer for them, they're kind of irate. But most part, if I'm able to help them, they're happy about it.
Gotcha. All right. I mean, that's cool. I was just kind of wondering how things are going there. I really appreciate your help. I just wanted to ask a couple of general questions. I think that's about all I got for you today. I can't remember anything else.
You're You're welcome. And if you hope we have been able to help, if you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, sir.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.